Kafer Kara, Book 10, The Star Girl, by Kjord Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favorite color, light blue. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. Stardust. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Kara is waiting outside the club. She signed up for theatre. The entire club is going to do a play that Mia, one of the grown-ups, has written. Kara is really excited because she likes theatre. Julie pushes Kara and Rose inside. "Hurry up," she says as she throws her bag down. "They're handing out the roles today." "Oh no," Rose says, but she still smiles. "I don't know if I want to get a role. I don't want to perform in front of all these people." Julie gestures wildly with her arms. Kara knows Julie is very excited because she wants to be an actor when she grows up. She likes to sing too. Bo is gathering a band to play music for the play. They're going to play a song after every scene, and they're going to sing into microphones. Kara is thrilled. It's so exciting. Kara likes to sing too, but not solo. She would like to sing in a choir, but she does not want to sing alone with a microphone. Julie wants to do that, though. She has already tried it a couple of times during music class, and Julie knows a lot about music and theatre. "You just have to be loud and clear when you speak," Julie says with wide eyes, "and don't turn your back to the audience." "You can help make the set instead," Kara says, squeezing Rose's arm. "I think I want to do that." Rose glances at the book they all received. Mia wrote down all the actors for the play, along with a long list of the roles. Kara takes out her own book. Yesterday, she was reading the entire play in her bed. It is called Stardust, and it is about a girl and a boy who travel the universe while meeting a lot of foreign creatures. "I want to help make the rocket."